Friday, September 15th, a very special episode with a very special guest, one of my most special guests I've ever had. Andre Heller is in the house.
Hi.
That was funny.
No.
It's a comedy episode here. We got Dre laughing already. Dre, why are you joining me as a guest on this podcast tonight?
Because I lost my first ever tooth.
Lost your first ever tooth today. And your brother, when he was 6 years old, he lost his first tooth and he was on this podcast with me talking about it. So we thought it was only fair that you get to join me as well. It seems like you want to say something. What's up?
And also he lost the same tooth I lost first.
He lost your tooth?
Yeah, he lost. No, not like that. He lost the same tooth.
What do you mean?
Like, actually, I don't know how to explain it.
Sure you do.
No, I don't.
The same place in their mouths.
The bottom
left front tooth is the first one to be lost by both Heller boys. Grandma Ronnie, if you're listening, what was Daddy's first tooth he ever lost? Maybe I lost the same thing. Maybe it runs in our genes. Imagine that.
Wait, what does that mean?
maybe my first tooth that I lost whenever I was 5, 6, 7 years old was also the front left bottom tooth. But I can't confirm that because I was only 5 or 6 years old. Anyway, how does it feel? How does it feel to have this hole in your mouth?
It feels pretty exciting.
Feels pretty exciting. It does. Why? What's exciting about it?
I don't know. For some reason, I'm just still excited.
You are. It wasn't that long ago. It was only a couple hours ago. So it's still pretty fresh.
True.
But you're very excited. It was very loose today. Like today I knew it was going to happen, right?
Yeah.
Did you kind of pull it out?
Yeah, I kind of pulled it out.
But when did it happen? Like where were you and what happened?
I was in a wine store eating some chocolate and then it was hanging and I pulled it out.
Like most kids, when they lose a tooth, they're in a wine store eating chocolate.
That's not true.
That's pretty much where every kid loses their tooth.
That is not true.
That's not true. And you were eating chocolate in the wine store.
Yeah.
I wasn't even in. He and his brother ran in to go get some Manchego cheese from the wine store. It's a wine and cheese shop.
Wait, I thought we got wine at the store.
We didn't get any wine. No. I stayed in the car and you guys just went in to get the cheese. And there happens to be they give out candies and chocolates also, right? So they gave out some chocolate. Yeah.
I got chocolate, but he got the cheese.
And so you bit into the chocolate, and then you were like, oh, you felt it?
Yeah, then it was just like hanging, and then I knew I could pull it out.
You just hanging, you pulled it out, came running out. Daddy lost a tooth. I knew it was going to happen today. It was like, I wanted to pull it out when I saw it this morning. It was like really, it was begging us to get it out of
your mouth. Yeah, it was literally like all the way, and I could literally like push it to the back of my mouth for some reason.
Yeah, you could like bend it almost like perpendicular to your tooth, which you probably don't know that word.
Yeah, and then when I ate the chocolate, like it like just fell down and started hanging.
Yeah, where is the tooth now?
It's in a bag under my bed.
Under your bed?
For the tooth fairy, which is definitely not real. You said I have to do that.
What? I said you have to do that? Well,
yeah.
It's weird because the tooth fairy is probably going to look under your pillow, not under your bed. Is it under your bed?
Under my pillow.
Oh, it is under your pillow. Okay, that's good. And what? So you expect to what? Wake up and the tooth will be gone, and there'll be money in that place?
No, I don't think that's gonna happen.
You don't?
I think you might do it though, but I don't think you can do it without me waking up.
Well, we'll see. I'm not gonna try because I don't need to give you money. Both grandmas already said that they're gonna give you some money.
They're gonna give me $10, I think.
And then the tooth fairy is probably gonna give you some more during the night while you're sleeping.
They're gonna give me, I bet, $0 because they're not real.
Okay, when do you think that tooth number two will be lost? Do you think it's like 1 month, 3 months, 8 months, 2 years? When's the second one coming out?
Since I lost this tooth when I'm 6, which is right now.
Yeah.
I think the next one's gonna come out like 6 years from now.
6 years from now?
For some reason, I don't think that's true now that I say it.
Now that you say it out loud, you don't think it's true? Yeah, so when you're 12, you're gonna lose your next tooth?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
No. So what do you think?
I might lose it when I'm 7. Actually, I might lose it when I'm 7.
Yeah, you're gonna be 7 in like 3 months.
Yeah,
so I think you're right. Because you don't have any other loose ones in there, right?
No.
No, I think you're probably not going to lose another one in the next 3 months. I think you'll be 7. You're like counting your teeth now?
No.
Does it feel weird? When you ate dinner tonight, did it feel weird to chew down or just normal?
It was pretty normal. I literally said at dinner, it doesn't really feel any different.
Right. You still feel like you have a full mouth of teeth.
Not really, actually.
Because I see you're putting your tongue in that little spot there, so it must feel a little awkward. Anything else to say about your tooth to all the people listening?
Not really.
Everyone, you can call, send messages to congratulate Dre. We posted a picture of him on Instagram, so you could see it there. How would they do that?
Yeah.
They'll get in touch with me, and I'll pass it along to you. Something like that, right? You guys know where to find me. So, Dre's first tooth, this monumental occasion. Do it on
N60.
We're going to do an N60 on Dre's first tooth tomorrow. I got my producer here whispering in my ear with notes. People are going to be surprised when it's not N60 Magic Johnson, but it's N60 Dre's tooth. That's going to be a big...
That's not true.
All right. All right. If you want to say congratulations to Dre, you get in touch with me. I'll pass it along. And we'll be back sometime in the future. Say goodbye, Dre.
Bye.
See you tomorrow.
That was so funny.